It's not just records that are in danger of breaking in the wake of a winter that just won't stop. Structures piled high with accumulated snow are also in peril. Over the last few days, a large commercial greenhouse was destroyed by the snow, while the roof of a modular home collapsed as the weight of the snow is proving to be too much for some structures to bear. A large greenhouse at the 50-acre garden in Oro Medant, measuring 100 by 40 feet, buckled under the weight of the snow on Friday. The structure, which has been in use for 5 years, serves as a hothouse for tomatoes, peppers, zinnias, and other warm-weather crops during the summer months. Farm owner Lauren McEachern described the collapse as completely unexpected. "We were definitely shocked," McEachern said. "We weren't anticipating the impact of the snow load at all. One of our neighbors actually reached out and let us know before we even saw it ourselves." While the farm does not grow during the winter, the loss of the greenhouse could have long-term effects on the upcoming growing season. A significant portion of the farm's produce is donated to the Sharing Place Food Center, raising concerns about potential disruptions to their donation plans. "It's stressful because we're not sure what our plans are going to look like in that regard for this spring," McEachern added. The owners, with the help of volunteers, are now working hard to clear snow from a second greenhouse to prevent further losses. Other nearby farms have also been affected, with reports of hay barns and other structures collapsing under the extreme snow load. On Monday, the heavy snow led to the collapse of a mobile home roof in Parkside Estates, a community across from Kitchener Park in Orillia. Orillia Fire Chief Chris Ferry says crews were called to the West Street South Park at 12:15 p.m. Orillia Fire Chief Chris Ferry warns residents to be wary of where they pile up snow. Greg McGrath Gowdy, Orillia Matters file photo. "Everybody got out safe and there were no injuries," he said. "They will be staying in a hotel overnight and will be waiting for their insurance company to deal with it." Ferry says there were two people living in the trailer at the time of the incident, but the firefighters helped them escape to safety. Crews shut off utilities and are now waiting for the building department to determine the next steps. Ferry encourages those worried about heavy snow loads on their roof to contact professionals to determine if it's necessary to remove the snow. "There are different companies out there that do roof shoveling," he said. While many residents are saying they have nowhere left to pile snow from their driveways, Ferry warns that piling snow in the wrong place could lead to carbon monoxide poisoning. "Any vents for your furnace, hot water heaters, and dryers should all be cleared away," he said. "You have to let those exhausts vent properly and for those units to get fresh air." Ferry asks all residents to check their vents and clear away any built-up snow around them. "We have responded to a few related calls over the last few days," he said. "We have been finding some vents that are clogged." Ferry also reminds residents to keep all of their exits clear of snow in case of an emergency. "Ensure that you can open your doors fully so if you do have to evacuate, you can get out quickly," he said. Parkside Estates resident Stacy Friedrich noted that many of the homes in the park house elderly residents, who may struggle to remove snow from their roofs. "Some of these trailers are quite old, and many of the residents don't have the means to get up there and shovel it off," said Friedrich. While Friedrich has hired help to clear her own roof multiple times this winter, she expressed concerns that other homes in the community may also be at risk. "A lot of these trailers have flat roofs, and unless they've been redone with peaks or metal, the snow just keeps piling up," she explained. The snowfall in Orillia is reaching historic levels. According to amateur weather watcher David Brain, the record for the snowiest month stands at 196.9 centimeters, set in December 1878. As of Monday evening, Orillia had already received 176.6 centimeters for February, putting it within reach of breaking a nearly 150-year-old record. Farmers and residents alike are now turning their attention to what happens when all the snow begins to melt. Flooding is a growing concern, especially for agricultural properties. "I hope it's a gradual, easy melt," McEachern said. "If not, it could cause even more problems for farmers and homeowners alike."